Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of Afternoons is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
We need to go to the phone lines now, as we do each and every Wednesday, for our interview with Alex Cora. Red Sox manager Alex Cora is brought to you on WEEI Afternoons by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network, by Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. How we doing this week, Alex? And I have to start it off with that catch we saw from Dalton Varsho last night in center field. It was one of the strangest and greatest I've ever seen. Have you ever seen anything quite like that?
I don't want to say greatest. It was the strangest one. Good reaction. Good athlete, man. Like, we saw him falling down, and everybody thought, okay, inside the park. And then somehow, some way, he moved his body and he got it, you know. So it was a good one. It was a good one.
Yeah, it reminded me of the fat kid in Little League who falls down in right field, but then he's so athletic he catches the ball anyway. It was like a really unathletic and athletic play all at once.
He was. But, you know, as soon as when he fell down, we were like, oh, here we go now, you know, inside the Parker. But no, it didn't happen.
Yeah, just like he probably practices in the Blue Jays, drew it up. And by the way, Andy, as the former fat kid in right field, I wish I could have fallen down and made that play. So, Alex, quick question regarding offense and defense and the pitching in general. What has been more impressive or encouraging to you, 30 runs scored over the last three games or your team only giving up 8 runs allowed over those same three games?
I think the pitching part of it, we know we're going to hit. Obviously, you know, as you guys know, we consider ourselves an offensive club, you know. But if we do the other two pillars of the game, if we're consistent, we're going to be okay. And that's pitching and defense. And I think overall, the last 10 games have been solid, you know. Defensively, as far as positioning, and it's paying off. And when you do that, you start playing consistent baseball, and that's when you start, stacking up wins.
Alex, in the early part of the season, we asked you about strikeouts. You said you don't like them, but at some point, maybe you have to accept they're part of your DNA, but you need the power that goes with it. Last night was a game with 5 strikeouts, 5 home runs. The power is starting to come around. Is that something you've been very happy to see develop over the last few days?
No, it was good to see. And as you guys know, every team is different, right? We play Cleveland, who, you know, they change speeds. They don't have too many big fastballs. So we put the ball in play over the weekend. Yesterday was a challenge, you know. That kid last year, he had his way against us. You know, we didn't hit the ball hard. We struck out a lot. And, you know, from pitch 3, right, Jaron gets on top of the fastball. He's a homer. Alex gets a split later on. He's out of the ballpark. And it just continued, right? It was like that snowball effect, and the at-bats got better. We're taking our walks too, which is very important, right? And we have traffic all the time, and little by little, we start hitting with men in scoring position, and that's where the fun starts.
WEI Afternoon, speaking with Red Sox manager Alex Cora. So Garrett Crochet struggled a little bit, you know, relative to his excellent season thus far. Yeah. Over his, he's been no, make no mistake, he's been awesome thus far, Alex. But struggled a little bit in his previous two starts. What did you see that led him to be more effective and back to form last night in Toronto?
I think command was better. He struggled at home, those first two innings and the last one, right, on the day game. It's one of those that you get into know the guy, and his stuff was good but not precise. And yesterday, even with the walks, there was one that the pitch was right down the middle, and they called it a ball, and the other two part of the game, right? But he was in the attack. He was able to control the cutter, throw four strikes, and he was able to expand against the lefty. So it was a good one for him.
Our buddy Lou Maloney retweeted something today about Garrett Crochet's arm angle and how it's changed in recent years. Just wondering, is that something you guys have focused on, his arm angle? Is that just in general, what is the importance of arm angles with pitchers? As fans, should we pay attention to those types of things?
Well, I mean, this is the first time I heard about it, so I'll dig in into it. But I'm not aware of that, to be honest with you.
Okay, so that's good that I wasn't aware of it either. I feel better when the manager wasn't really fixated on it too.
Yeah.
The way it should be, for sure. It's been a while, obviously, Alex, but Lucas Giolito is scheduled to make his major league debut for the Red Sox tonight. What do you expect from the big right-hander, and how's he looking?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the numbers in the rehab assignment weren't great. He walked a lot of people. Hopefully the case tonight is, like, it's the big stage, it's the big leagues, and he's going to be able to pound the strike zone. That's the most important thing. The most important thing, let's be honest, you know, he's back, you know, and he's going to be a big part of what we're trying to accomplish, regardless of the results today. He can go two innings and struggle, or he can go seven and then be great. And the fact that he's going to be in our rotation and we know what he's capable of doing is very important for us. And he has a great support system here. We're going to help him with everything that we can. And hopefully it's a good one tonight, but, you know, it doesn't dictate what's going to happen the rest of the season.
In recent years, there's been times when base running wasn't necessarily a strength of your baseball team, but stealing bases, stealing home, taking extra bases. There was the Campbell play the other day on the bobbled ball at the mound where he takes home, makes it with a great slide. How impressed have you been, or happy have you been with the way your team is running the bases, and how important is that for the way you guys succeed offensively?
No, it's important because not every day you're going to hit five homers, right? There's going to be times that you're going to be struggling offensively, and, you know, you take a walk, you steal second, grumble the second, you advance the runner, and then attack fly, and you score the run, and you might win it 1-0. And it's a different personnel, you know, more athletic, and the guys have done an amazing job being efficient running the bases. It's not just steal bases just for the hell of it, right? You have to be efficient, and they've been doing an outstanding job taking advantage of situations. KC did it in Cleveland, Romy did the same thing, and obviously Jaron still in the plate over there. So very happy with the way guys are doing, have been running the bases this season.
Well, it's unfortunate that we would have to speak of this again in anything less than an inspirational light, but there was that unfortunate incident over the weekend with Jaron Duran and that fan in Cleveland, who many of us hope never gets a chance to go see a professional baseball game again. But more importantly, Alex, have you had a conversation with Jaron about getting engaged with fans, not taking the bait, and how to potentially handle situations like this, which unfortunately could come up again?
No, we've been talking about this for the last few years, right? And you guys have seen him react in different ways, right? He started in Kansas City 3 or 4 years ago. He did last year. Obviously, this one was a lot different, right? But it's something that, as a group, we expose ourselves to the world, right, on the Netflix documentary, right? So they know a lot about us. And, you know, in different stadiums, we're going to hear it, right? And, you know, it's on us to control ourselves. It's on us to actually support each other. And I tell you what, you know, he has a big group surrounding him. a very positive one, and he's in a good stage.
Is there a fine line there, though, with a guy like Duran, who is obviously your leadoff hitter, can be the key point to starting the offense off any inning, any game? He's aggressive. He has a certain strong personality. You don't want to take away parts of his personality, right? Is that a fine line to walk with him?
No. I mean, we want him to be as aggressive as possible. You know, don't change who you are. You know, it's just a matter of we got to help him in every aspect, right? We learned a lot last year. We're learning a lot this year. And like I said before, you know, our support system for him is on point, you know, from the clubhouse to the coaches to the organization. And we get him to do everything possible to help him and keep him on the field.
So Red Sox manager Alex Cora here with WEEI Afternoons. Alex, obviously expectations must have been reasonably high for Christian Campbell because you guys promoted him over Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony to the major league roster. And I just wonder if he has even beyond exceeded expectations to this point, because he's now slowly becoming, or rather quickly becoming, one of the more dynamic right-handed bats and offensive presences in the American League. And he's just a baby, and he's only played 32, 33 Major League Baseball games thus far.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch and refreshing. How can I put it? I think being young and not knowing what's going on, it actually helps him out, right? Everything is a first, right? From playing here in Toronto, in Canada, to, you know, playing in Arlington under the roof and playing at Fenway Park. So it's a lot of new stuff for him. There's a lot of teaching, a lot of player development. I think as an organization, we understand that we have to stay on top of him because experience, he's not his, right? He's only played one full season, you know, as a professional player. He didn't play that much in college. So there's a lot of new stuff that he's seen, and he's reacting to it. But, man, it's amazing. That ball he hit yesterday in right field, the way it sounded, you know, we were in the dugout, and it sounded so loud, and we had no doubt that ball was going to go out. Then he pulls the ball over the third baseman. The base runner, he's a good one. We got to work on defense. That's our challenge, because as you guys know, the speed of the game here is different than in the minor leagues, and we have to make sure we slow it down for him. But so far, man, a month in the big leagues, A+ for him. He's been amazing.
Christian is the first of the big three, obviously makes the club out of spring training. The other two have been hot as heck at various points in Worcester. Marcelo Meyer was the International League Player of the Week. What are the conversations like with you and Craig Breslow and the organization? You know, those guys look like they're ready to play in the big leagues, although right now I'm not sure there's obvious spots for them to play for your club. What are those conversations like about when, if, how you get those guys to the big leagues?
Yeah, so now just looking at the metrics, what they're doing, you know, not everything is hitting 330 or slugging 500, you know. There's other stuff that we take a look at it. From my end, honestly, you know, I got 26 kids here that I have to take care of it. And also, yeah, paying attention to what's going on in AAA, not only with them, but with others. But as an organization, we're in a good spot, to be honest with you. You know, we're playing better up here. We got some guys that can help us throughout the season in the minor league. So, you know, it's a good time to be a Red Sox.
And now a fifth of the way through the season, a month in, what grade would you give the 20% in to the season? What grade would you give yourself and the Red Sox thus far, Alex?
Myself, I always give myself an A, bro. You know, just kidding. I think we've been okay. I don't want to give us a grade. I think if you look around the division, that's the most important thing, right? And we're in the middle of things. We're playing better baseball. Like I said in spring training, and I said it during the show when we were in Texas for the opening series, you know, I'm not going to say, oh, we're going to the World Series, are we going to win it? Our goal is to keep getting better each and every day. And I think the defense is getting better. Pitching is doing the same thing. And offensively, we're hitting a stride. So let's keep rolling, keep stacking up days, and see where it takes us.
Before I let you go, I know it's too early to look at the standings, but we look at the standings every day. And I look, and it's Yankees-Red Sox. Does this feel like maybe it could be evolving into one of those years where we get back to the classic Red Sox-Yankees rivalry atop the division. I mean, even last night, I look up, they started before you guys. They hit four home runs in the first inning. You go out and hit home runs in the first, second, third inning, hit five overall. Just feels like maybe we're on a little collision course for a classic Red Sox-Yankees season.
Well, from our end, hopefully, you know, we're colliding with somebody in September. You know, we haven't done it the last 3 or 4 years, and our goal is to play meaningful games in September. They have a good club, man. They're really good at what they do. Their pitching is always solid. You know, Toronto has a good rotation. They're struggling offensively right now. In Baltimore, they're being banged up as far as like health, right? And Tampa, you know, they're still doing their thing. So we got to concentrate on Toronto, win the series here, and keep rolling. And if that's the case, so be it. I know Mr. Manfred would love that.
All right, Alex, appreciate you joining us as you do every Wednesday here on WEEI Afternoons. Good luck tonight, and hopefully you keep hitting the ball out of the ballpark. That makes it easy.
See you guys next week.
Thanks, Alex. Have a good one.
Okay, see you then, Alex. Thank you.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox beat the Toronto Blue Jays in game one of their three-game series last night, 10-2. Boston blasted five home runs in the first three innings, and eight of nine hitters had at least one hit. Garrett Crochet, meanwhile, went seven innings, giving up two runs to record his third win. The teams play game two of their series tonight. Lucas Giolito makes his Red Sox debut on the mound, and you can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Perfect. The Art of Fresh. MassMutual pregame show with Christian Arcan begins at 6:07 tonight, and Will Fleming and Cooper Boardman have the call of the game. The Celtics completed their series victory over the Orlando Magic last night, winning 120-89 in Game 5 at TD Garden. Jason Tatum had 35 points, his third straight game in the series, recording at least 35 points. The Seas will play the winner of the Knicks-Pistons series in the East semifinals. Game 6 of that series is tomorrow, and Boston's second round series will be played on May 5th, 7th, 10th, and 12th, with games, if necessary, happening on the 14th, 16th, and 19th of May. Two games on the docket tonight, both out west. Warriors are at the Rockets game 5. Golden State's up 3-1. And the Timberwolves are at the Lakers for a game 5. Minnesota is also up 3-1. Three Stanley Cup playoff games tonight as well. Canadians at the Capitals game 5. Washington's up 3-1. Panthers are at the Lightning for a game 5. Florida is also up 3-1. And in the late game, the Blues are at the Jets for a game 5. That series is tied at 2. And finally, from around the NFL has fined the Falcons $250,000 and their defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich another $100,000 in response to Ulbrich's son's prank call made to Shedeur Sanders during the 2025 NFL draft. Give yourself a goal of losing 40 pounds by the 4th. It's doable, it's easy, and your summer self will thank you. Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right now.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
After this.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's AUDACY.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
You join InstaFace, as you put it. I love that. There's some great pictures of you and Jordan, where you're a fisherman and she's a mermaid. It's charming. It's a different side of you. What's the reaction been like?
What's it been like?
My favorite one. That was a portion of Bill Belichick's interview with CBS Sunday Morning.
Boy, they were really going after him with those questions, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hard-hitting interview.
Yeah.
The guy's, like, giggling, saying, I love that.
Yeah,
love that.
Yeah. Charming.
Love it.
Classic
charming.
Gotcha journalism.
Yeah,
right?
Gotcha journalism.
Totally.
WEEI Afternoons here. The ever-evolving story of Bill Belichick v. CBS with Jordan in his corner. The latest, we read you earlier, the statement from North Carolina and Bill Belichick. Yeah. Now we have a statement from, yes, Diz.
So we have a statement from CBS, an apology, right, to Mr. Belichick
no.
Jordan?
We have, and listen to the presentation of this. So this is from CBS News PR. That's the name of the account on Twitter, which I think is funny, given that we're talking about the PR credentials of one Jordan. A statement from at CBS News on the interview with Mr. Bill Belichick, very respectful.
Not coach.
Nope, Mr. Bill Belichick, yep. And here is the statement. When we agreed to speak with Mr. Belichick, it was for a wide-ranging interview. There were no preconditions or limitations to this conversation. This was confirmed repeatedly with his publisher before the interview took place and after it was completed, said a CBS News spokesman.
That's
so,
it? That's just a short little
short statement?
Clear, concise?
Not three paragraphs with some attitude like Bill's had, but directly retorting his assessment that he said, I clearly communicated with, this is Bill Belichick's statement earlier, I clearly communicated with my publicist at Simon & Schuster that any promotional interviews I participated in would agree to focus solely on the contents of the book. Unfortunately, that expectation was not honored. So here's my theory, Ted. I think Bill's going to throw the publicist under the bus, the Simon & Schuster intermediary. And it is possible that that person was contacting UNC, contacting Bill Belichick. And I think he's going to. Now, again, there's emails, there's paper trails, there's different people involved here. That's the only way he gets out of this, because CBS just, he lobbed it up and CBS just spiked it back in his face.
That's what I was worried about with Bill putting that statement out there.
Yeah.
You got to be very, very sure what you're saying is accurate, because CBS is not going to let you say something that isn't true and besmirch them in their honor. So, I mean, not surprised that CBS would respond the way it did, very clearly and very succinctly, kind of basically disputing what Bill said. So, I'm curious how this is gonna play out, because the story isn't going away.
Oh no,
this is only gonna grow and grow.
It's growing when you have CBS spokesman putting out releases for Mr. Bill Belichick.
Yep.
Fitzy, they still haven't given the indication, I guess, that they will use the nuclear bomb, which I just think is the 35 minutes of video where we can all see for ourselves how it all.
That's
went
the mutually
down.
Assured destruction where nobody returns. And
right.
That, honestly, that. First of all, you know, always got to have a fall guy. So as you were talking about the Simon & Schuster PR person possibly having to take the fall for Bill, That would be kind of tragic in a lot of ways. And now they're probably thinking, well, like, did we really need to do this book with him?
Right.
We didn't even get an excuse on Butler, for God's sakes. But I'll tell you straight up, if CBS releases the footage, everyone's toast. Like, he could be toast from his gig. Jordan, I mean, did she really not think for a second that pushing back this early could ruin her, like, young, budding career?
Well, what is her budding career?
Who knows? Who knows?
Now, that was a serious question.
Publicist.
Okay.
Influencer, maybe?
Publicist.
Bill's muse. That's her career. Bill's muse.
I thought she was into philosophy or something.
I don't know. But how about this? But how about Bill? Not only has he got an
Plato's
issue.
Plato's cave.
Bill's got it. He's not making friends. UNC can't be happy with him.
No.
CBS News isn't happy with him. And now Simon & Schuster can't be happy with him.
Yeah, but didn't you read the cake? They don't give a blank.
Okay. Right. Yeah. You know what? That's a good point, Daniel. Maybe it's
just, I'm just saying.
I mean, who is on his side here? I mean, UNC clearly, to let him put that email out there or that statement out there on their letterhead is a way of supporting him in a way. But I don't think he's playing this out. He's not thinking clearly with this. When him put out that statement today, a few hours ago, before the show started, I didn't like it, Stiz. You thought it was a good statement. I thought it was, if you're going to put that out, and it was a long one, and it was detailed, and there were things that you could pick apart at it, I just knew he kind of left himself, I think, vulnerable there.
Yeah, and you ask, like, how people feel or who's supporting him. This is total speculation on my part. I admit that. But it's what we do. We're on the radio. We're assessing a situation. Mm-hmm. I envision Jordan sort of yelling at him. Jordan. I actually slipped and called
her. Yeah, what are you
her.
Doing?
Jordan.
Thank you. Respect on that name.
Can't you envision her be like, Bill, fix this. Everybody's ripping me on the, like, making fun of me. Like, I bet you she's fired up and worked up because he's supposed to be the most powerful man in the world. That's why she's with him. And, like,
I don't
fix
know.
This. Make us
know.
Look better.
I can't imagine I think she just does whatever. I don't think she's ever raised her voice and her tone with Bill.
Okay, so the other part of today's addendum to the story, the information, is The Athletic put out a story today about, remember the report that North Carolina Bill Belichick was going to be on Hard Knocks? We talked about this months ago. There were rumors. There was, like, real momentum that, oh, this is going to happen. We speculated at the time potentially someone like Robert Kraft or an NFL owner may have pushed back.
Yep.
Bill's not in our league. Why are we promoting him? Why are we letting him use NFL films?
It was just not soon after he was hired by UNC.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. So word broke today from The Athletic that Jordan Hudson, Belichick's girlfriend, played an instrumental role in stopping the production related to her request to be heavily involved in the project, according to multiple industry sources briefed on the negotiations. The sources spoke on the condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to speak publicly. In December 2024 email to North Carolina officials, Hudson, 24, identified herself as the chief operating officer of Belichick Productions. The Athletic has been unable to identify any company registered under the name either in Massachusetts, where Hudson's other business entities are listed, or any other state. So essentially, this was a done deal to the point where there was a press release prepared. They wanted to announce it around the time of the combine. Ooh. Filming was going to begin on March 1st.
They had spots where the cameras were going to be
everything.
Put and everything.
Yeah. And this was the quote from Belichick that was going to go in the press release announcing Hard Knocks North Carolina.
Ugh.
I've been a fan of NFL films for the entirety of my 51-year coaching career and have enjoyed every collaboration with them. I've been waiting for the right time to partner with the Hard Knocks filmmaking team, and that time has arrived. I'm excited to show off UNC's tremendous leadership, passionate coaching staff, and roster full of young players who I hope to teach how to be pros on and off the field. They had promotional materials ready, Fitzy. We even know UNC was going to be paid at least $200,000 in facility fees that they were going to recoup from this production, plus costs would be paid for by Hard Knocks. Obviously, great promotional tool for UNC.
Sure.
Not the biggest football program. And then Jordan came in, and after that, there was an email that went out by Ken Rogers, who's Bill's boy, who's done all the productions.
Right.
Do not announce, the do not in all caps, BB has not given approval. Shortly thereafter, it blew up, and the woman from NFL Films, Jessica Brody, who was going to be an executive producer, basically squashed it and said, we'll not proceed with the production of Belichick Project. Oof. And the emails show that it just kind of petered out after that, all because, by all accounts, Jordan wanted to be an executive producer on Hard Knocks and have some creative control. Because
and HBO said no.
Yeah, and they said no, but they just said flat out no. They moved on.
Now, hearing that, Stiz, do you change your opinion on her behavior in the interview with CBS?
No. Right. If I'm a powerful guy, you want to hire me? Hire my girlfriend too to be to be an assistant on the
Wait, whoa, right?
An assistant who blows the whole project up, and his employer who just committed $20 million NIL, $10 million at least to him. Not to mention they're buying into Steve. All the family's relocated, remaking the entirety of a football program that is good but wants to be elite and great. And now this is the absolute shark infested, like piranha filled waters that Belichick has brought along. Like, Stiz, listen, I have shirts, koozies, everything with his face on it. It was part of the whole entire shtick for 2 decades. This is a friggin' mess.
And Ted, you said it yesterday. North Carolina should consider parting ways with him.
Correct.
This is an example where he legitimately cost them an opportunity. Now, to be fair, he probably brought them the opportunity first. They wouldn't have had the opportunity if he wasn't there. But then he blew it up, cost them $200,000, cost them the promotional advantage of sort of hyping this season into the new year.
It's a recruiting tool. Sorry to step in, but like that would have been awesome for them.
They're paying him the most money they've ever paid a head coach.
Correct.
And they're giving him as much money and resources they've ever given in the history of the school. So they should be upset that this thing never was.
They jacked up his NIL budget to like Ohio State levels, double whatever they were doing before, to get a class that doesn't really rank any higher, depending on where you look. In fact, many places list it lower than what it was under Mac Brown. So I know you took a little flack from some people when I was looking at the socials and various people.
Oh, did I? Haven't even noticed.
A little bit.
I haven't even looked.
A little bit.
What are you going to say? I mean, honestly, what are you going to say?
What are you going to say?
What am I going to say?
Ted Johnson, again.
What are you going to say? What are you going to say?
Victory Lap, the victory tour with Ted Johnson. It's a new podcast here on Odyssey. That's where you say it. Tell everybody how right you were.
I don't need to. The facts speak for themselves. I'm good.
But we do have to go to the phones. People want to talk about this. I know the text line. Some people, why are you talking about this? Because it's the biggest story in sports right now. It is an absolute monster story that includes Bill Belichick, college football, the NFL, like, it's got CBS.
Everyone is talking about
CBS.
It.
It's a huge story. So David in the car has a bone to pick with Ted. Go ahead, David.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I do. And Ted, I am a fan of yours. Back from the day, I know something about you that a lot of people don't know, that you were a big novelty reader, like romance novelty reader back in the day. That's something that was back then. So I don't know if a lot of people know that.
Yeah.
And my wife, actually, who's a big novelty reader, she actually found that very unique that a football player was into it. And she supported you for that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You're very welcome.
All right, get to the bone. Enough with the nice stuff.
Yeah, here's a bone. So my thing is, from my perception, from what I'm reading, it seems like you're kind of against Bill Belichick. Maybe you want to see him get in trouble or fired. But there's something we must not forget. The reason you had 3 Super Bowls was because of Belichick and Brady. We cannot forget that. All those guys from back then. So that's my bone.
That's
all
right. Absolutely not true.
Thanks, David. I mean, he's given Bill a lot of credit. Well, at least 10%, and has called him a great football coach. The greatest. The best football coach you've ever been around, I believe.
Yes.
So you've given him his on-field productive...
Yeah. Thank you, Bill. Poses,
right?
Like, yes, they have. I've given him...
I mean, do people miss that?
They do. Bill's phenomenal head coach.
Do they just hear what they want to?
Yes, they do.
Because, I mean, Bill is a complex character. Even if you like him, Stiz, can't you agree that there is a complexity to Bill Belichick and how you feel about him, how he's handled himself. Like, it's not just, oh, he's done everything perfectly. He's not St. Bregman. No one says St. Bill, correct, Stiz?
In my household, we do.
You used to. Wait, you cut ties with him on Monday. What is Wednesday, bro?
I know
about?
He has changed.
Yeah, what is this?
No, listen, I said it earlier that the CBS interview was bizarre, but now I think people are out for blood, and, you know, we know this. We're in the business with all these anonymous sources. Like, you can't take all of that for fact, 100%.
CBS News Anonymous.
And The Athletic said multiple industry sources.
Let me put it to you this way, David, in the car, and this is how I've always said. I look at, when I talk about Bill Belichick, I always talk, I look at, he's a coach and he's a person. I always, you will almost always hear me say positive things about the coach.
Mm-hmm.
The person, I think differently of than the coach. So I separate the two. Coach, person. Player, person, coach. So I can be critical of the person, but I have a huge admiration and respect for the coach.
And a lot of people do, and Robert Kraft did that over the years. There was that quote in one of the books, might have been The Dynasty, he's an a-hole, but he's our a-hole, like, and you take the good, you take the bad. From a North Carolina perspective, they don't have a lot of good. They, Fitzy, have, like, the pop of Bill Belichick, oh, I ripped my sleeves off, big press conference, we're all laughing, his first words were beat Duke, that whole thing. But they don't have any wins yet. Like, they have nothing. At least Robert, when he was getting annoyed, and even when he was losing, could look back on, boy, those banners look good up there, and those rings and those trophies. North Carolina has one press conference. Right, the mall. North Carolina has a press conference, right? They have a little buzz. That's all. And now it feels like for that, they've already paid with negativity, weirdness, awkwardness with this person who doesn't work for us, but is included on organizational emails and just cost us $200,000 and a promotional appearance.
I have a legitimate question. Straight up, I don't know the answer to it unless silence or just nothing is the answer. How do they recover from this? What's who is doing what work? No, Andy, it's April 29th?
April 30th.
April 30th?
There's a little ways to go before they play.
You got to get through May and June and July with people left with nothing to talk about but that.
Well, like, there'll be other things. We'll move. That's the other thing, though. This needs to stop. They need to stop. Like, if you didn't have the release today, CBS wouldn't have had the release. This would have started to go away. You could have said, hey, Giannis tried to fight Halliburton's dad. Did you see that? Talk about that.
What do you think needs to stop exactly? Like, what exactly needs to stop?
Everything. Just give up. Be quiet.
Be specific.
Like, no more statements. Don't try to fight CBS.
You're saying Belichick and his...
Just stop.
They need to stop. Stop posting pictures?
Yep.
Stop putting anything on Instagram?
Yep.
All of it.
Just go quiet. Go dark. Go whatever you want to call it.
I don't know if she can. You know what? I think that's like breathing to her.
How about go back to being Bill Belichick? Isn't that simple?
Yeah.
Don't post in the off season. Maybe disappear. Like go to Nantucket and sit by the fire.
Yep.
And then when you bring the kids in for summer camp, start football
I think
and win.
Almost rather just die than just disappear into the behind the curtain. I think he has to be front and center, relevant, newsworthy, topical all the time. I think that's what he is addicted to.
You're not winning, Bill. Right now, you're not playing games, but you're not winning. You are not a winner in what's going on this week.
If somebody sees the two, like, think about it, Andy. He's inadvertently opened himself up to, like, public ridicule now. Like, there may be people that see them out at a restaurant in Nantucket, I don't know, a deli in New York, and go, hey, did Jordan approve that order, Bill?
And I would.
Does she let you eat after 8 p.m. or does she have to give you your indigestion medicine? Where's your pill box?
I'll give you the example, Fitzy. The story down by me in the local sub shop
when he was on his way to Nantucket. We were on the air that day. Yeah.
When the owner said, it was great. He came in. He was nice to everybody. His granddaughter was with him. That's not happening anymore. That story will be portrayed differently and received differently by everybody involved. There will be shots. It won't be a funny, cute story. It will be weirdness, awkward, and that's the reality he lives. So go dark. Get to Nantucket. Yep. Take a private plane. Don't go on the ferry with lots of people because people will see you, and that'll just lead to more pictures and social media. Go dark. Go away and come back when you beat whoever the hell you're playing.
Let me tell you who's really going to benefit from this, Ted. His DoorDash driver.
Yeah, go quiet. Go quiet. Absolutely.
One more thing real quick. I'm wondering how the rest of this book tour. I mean, he's probably had set up a bunch of interviews.
Will it happen?
Oh, yeah, he would have. And that's what I was asking you guys yesterday. And Nick was saying, well, you know, you can pull out of these things. But like you said, Ted, like a Kimmel, Jimmy Kimmel or Fallon. Like, I'm sure he had multiple press dates set up.
And I'm guessing Bill got a front commitment financially that they're going to say, well, if you're not promoting the book, it's like getting your signing bonus. Like, well, give me some of that signing bonus back.
This is a wrench.
We were planning on selling books.
And Ted, I'm going to take us back. So May 5th, Monday, I believe it is the 1 year anniversary of Tom Brady's roast on Netflix. And Bill Belichick's Q rating shortly after being fired, enduring the Dynasty docuseries, then showing up, rising above the fray, and being really funny and just kicking ass on the broadcast. Mm-hmm. His rating may have never been higher in Patriots Nation. Look what's happened a year later.
Yeah, it hasn't gone well. Let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Steve in the truck, what is your thought on this Bill Belichick situation at North Carolina, Steve?
Hey, so I'm kind of I'm confused. Like, nobody's talked about this before. So we fire Bill Belichick.
Mutual.
And then New England drafts Drake May from North Carolina. And then the following year, Bill Belichick gets hired by North Carolina.
Okay.
Like, I'm confused why nobody's talked about this situation, and I want to hear your thoughts on that. You guys have a great day.
All right, thanks, Steve. I believe those are called coincidences.
It's just coincidence.
Like,
Steve.
Are we? Yep. How no. could we? So let's be creative,
guys. I think he's on to something.
Okay, let's be creative. We're smart men. How do we tie that together to be relevant in any way?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Was it a quid pro quo of some sort?
Maybe so.
So, Bill, we're going to mutually part ways, and we'll take the North Carolina quarterback, and they'll agree to take you as the head coach? Like, do we think there was some brokered deal in the back channels? Robert Kraft, Gerard Mayo, Elliot Wolf, whoever the guy that ripped his sleeves off at North Carolina, they were all in some room and concocted this? Because if so, that's the greatest story ever. If there was any validity to that, there isn't. There's less than 0% truth to it.
Can we forget about Steve's call? Because my brain hurts.
That was quite a thing.
I was wondering if he was going to land the plane, and then he didn't quite land it.
He needed us to. He was like the pilot. He was cruising along, and then he jumped out the window with a parachute on. He's like, "Good luck landing that plane, boys." And we,
I love it. Is anybody talking about this? No, Steve. Nobody but you is talking about that.
I actually hoped he had a way to talk about it.
I did too.
And he left us wanting more. Let's squeeze in another call, Polly and Dedham. What's your thoughts on this Bill Belichick situation?
Well, I think Bill's acting like Bill. He's not acting out of character. Bill Belichick is an out with the old, in with the new kind of a guy, with women, with players. He uses you, abuses you, and then gets rid of you. I mean, he's done that with players, as we know. I mean, in his love life, you know, right in front of his own kids, he dumped his first wife, right in front of their children, and grabbed the New York Giants receptionist. And then after he was through with her, she became all that. He dumped her, and he moved on to this new girl. I think he's naturally, it's his natural way of going about things. He's naturally attracted to her, but she is attracted to him for his power and his money. That's why he loves her for real. She loves him for what he can. She loves what he can do for her. That's the difference there.
All right. Thanks for the call, Paulie.
Paulie.
Do we think Bill really loves her?
Best call.
Oh, that was a good
ever.
Call. Yes. No, very that was good. Definitely a good call, but right do we think on. Bill loves her?
I think it's a supply. It's his supply. He gets something from it. There's a hit he gets from it. I don't think it's as deep as love. She makes him look good, and that is all he's looking for at this point.
Yes, Dan Ball.
My understanding is you have to pay extra for love.
Dan Ball.
Can I just say,
wow,
downtown,
boom, shakalaka.
Real quick with The Athletic, and this is what I mean, like with the anonymous sources, because this is also in the article. More than 200 pages of emails obtained by The Athletic through a public record request detail how the project was pitched and how close it came to completion. Hudson is not mentioned or included in any of those emails.
Right. That's the buildup. You know where she's mentioned? Where it blows up. Like, that's even worse, in my opinion. They tried to button hook him at the end, sneak her in as an executive producer at the last minute. When it was at the finish line, it was blown up. Because if they had been honest from minute one, I think they knew they wouldn't have done it.
That's it.
So they tried to hook him, set the hook, and then reel him in. And they were too smart, too good for it. This is another example. He keeps losing. He thinks he's in control. Yep. She thinks she's in control, and they're no longer in control.
We all know who's in control.
Yep. Oh,
Little Bill.
I thought Stiz was going to play the drop of you from the Awaken 180 commercial. I'm in control.
WEEI Afternoons rolling on. It's odds and ends time. This has been an odd week, an odd show, so it'll end the same way. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps
in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This is WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
I got to say, I love this relationship. I can't get enough of those two. It's like they need a reality show. It's like the Golden Bachelor meets the regular Bachelorette. They met at a daddy-daughter dance. What, I mean, no. They met on the swing set. It was...
That was Jimmy Kimmel having a little fun with Bill Belichick's relationship with his slightly younger girlfriend, Jordan. It's been the talk of the week across our airwaves, but really the world, social media, sports. WEEI Afternoons here coming up now on Odds and Ends, sponsored by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. Before we get to the odds part of Odds and Ends on this Belichick relationship thing, I've come up with a solution, Fitzy. He needs to go to Ireland. I just remembered they open the season in Ireland. UNC, TCU in Ireland. Just go now. Make the announcement. We're bringing the whole football program on May 1st. We're going to Ireland. Leave me alone. Go in County Cork in some green field out there and just practice day after day. Get away from cameras. Get away from everything else and just practice your heart away until the September 1st opener so he can get back to what he still, fingers crossed, might be able to do best, which is actually coach football, coach a football team, lead some men. Because all this other stuff is really going poorly. And that old, remember when Bill Parcells used to talk about, you really worry about the offseason, the summer, the time when the players are away, because you're just like, you're waiting to get that call of something has hit the fan. Some player did something. That's how I would feel if I was North Carolina. Like, Bill is going away with Jordan on vacation. Oh, no. Please don't post photos. Please don't do something that makes North Carolina look bad. Please don't.
Just flip the narrative. You need, and that begins by flipping the location. The only trick is you have to basically, and this is kind of sad, you'll probably have to either monitor police or just flat out turn off all comments on University of North Carolina football social media posts.
And Bill would like that, remember, because he told them, yeah, I can't believe you'd support someone calling me a predator on our own website.
This has just gone so...
Except he doesn't know how social media works when he's deep in the comments.
That's actually kind of gentle and light compared to some of the things people say.
Okay, so let's get... The odds are out here. And I want to go over some of these real quick before we get to the crossover with our guy Christian Arcand. And he can chime in when he gets on mic. But the simple one. Will Bill Belichick be coaching UNC... Not in 2025. That was Ted Johnson's question that he brought up yesterday. But in 2026, do you say yes or no, Fitzy?
Yes.
That's minus 500, so you are in the right there,
I
the favorite
bet five
side.
$5 to win a buck on that? What a lousy deal.
Plus 300 for no. I kind of like the juice on that. I don't think he makes it to a second season. I think he could be one and done at North Carolina. Will Belichick and Hudson break up in 2025, Fitzy?
Does Bill say, I can't stand the headache anymore, you got to go? I'm going to go with no.
That is minus 300. If you say yes, it's plus 200. I'm going to say they break up. He's going to say, you're not that hot. You're not worth this. You're not worth all the trouble. What will happen first? Belichick and Hudson get engaged, or Belichick is no longer the UNC coach?
Belichick no longer the UNC coach. 0.0% chance anyone in that family lets him marry her and get anywhere near the Belichick family fortune.
I don't think that any of this works that way. He's still an adult that has not been, you know, they haven't taken his rights away. I don't think the power of attorney has been taken by Steve or Brian or Amanda. He's still an adult that can make his own decisions. That's why the odds on them getting engaged are minus 400, Christian Arcand. You like that?
No. I mean, I don't like those odds. I wouldn't bet on that. I mean, that's minus 400. That's crazy.
That's... they think they're getting engaged.
Yeah. And I, you know what? I kind of get this has to be close to the final frontier for Bill here. You can't dump a 62-year-old and then start dating the 24-year-old, then break up with the 25. Then what are you going to do? Go younger? You can't. You're down at the bottom. Like, this is it. I feel like this is it for him.
He can go back to the 20s.
Because start dating someone
age
appropriate.
They've been dating 4 years, so he's okay with dating a 20-year-old.
True.
He was dating a 20-year-old 4 years ago.
He's like Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
No, he's like Nabokov. He's like Lolita. Like, he's like this
Humbert
is a,
Humbert.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I like this.
I read that
good
book.
Good pull, Arkan.
What will Jordan Hudson's next Instagram photo feature? Belichick in cutoff sleeves, plus 150. Mm-hmm. Belichick in a suit, plus 200.
What website are you looking at?
This is...
I think this is Bet Online.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't poo-poo this. You're
I'm not
a radio host. You do not poo-poo the odds
I'm hearing
on shady
odds
internet
on
the sites.
Very strange things, that's all.
Hudson's navel shown, plus 250. Belichick with a rip in his shirt, plus 500. So the most likely is a cut-off sleeves. I'm going to say it's a beach photo and he's topless.
I'd hit 250 on the navel for sure.
You,
I think
her navel?
Oh, yeah,
she
definitely
could wear that silver dress again, yeah, that Lombardi-looking dress.
They may just try to throw some hot and sexy at you.
Will Belichick be on the New York Times bestsellers list?
No.
Yes.
Yes is absolutely plus 170. No is minus 250.
Yeah, I'm thinking no.
Yeah, I'm thinking no, too. I don't think this book is going to sell.
If they made like a reality show, then that would do well. But I don't know if this book's going to do well.
All right, Stiz tells me it's going to be a good call. So, Kurt in Tampa, Florida, you better deliver. What are your thoughts on this Belichick situation?
Hey, I think I have it figured out. I don't know. Maybe it's a crazy conspiracy theory.
We'll take it.
But, you know, Bill Belichick, the mastermind, next up in line for UNC for head coach is his son, Steve Belichick. It's in his contract. Mm-hmm. Do you guys think that he's doing all this on purpose so that they just fire him and get his son a job?
I like the call, Kurt. I actually think that's not a terrible idea.
Hastening the nepotism?
Yeah.
No.
He's the head coach. The staff is set. The organization is set. You guys can't blow everything up. It's too late to do that.
Why not just resign? Why do this embarrassing series of interviews? Like, why would you do that?
Also a fair point. Also a fair point. Yes, that could happen too. But
he knows how to resign. We know that.
You have the HC, the UNC. Absolutely. What do you got coming up on the Christian Arkan show?
We have 5 minutes of entertainment for sure. We're going to go over both statements, and then it's Red Sox pregame is what we got.
Where are you on this? You sick of talking of it? Can't get enough of it? Think it's going to continue the back and forth with CBS? Where are you on that?
I think it is going to continue, and I think the next natural step has to be
the video.
The whole thing, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if they'd release raw interview footage because you don't do that. I mean, like, most places don't do that. But I think there will be more. I want to hear her interrupting the football questions. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear that more than anything. I want to hear how she interjected and what she said when they were asking him football questions and she decided to pipe up on that, according to TMZ.
I'm also going to say, what if they're saving himself from himself? What if she interrupted because he had embarrassing football answers that show he's sort of losing his memory, losing his mind, losing his way?
How would she know?
And they tried to
embarrassing football
I joked yesterday when he's like, I thank Drew Bledsoe for winning 6 Super Bowls with me. And she's like, Bill, ixnay on the Bledsoe A. Like, I want the full footage because until we get the full footage, people are going to claim it's doctored or edited or selected. I want the whole thing. Stick around the Christian Arkan show for best 5 minutes of your life. Then the Mass Mutual pregame show. Home Run City, will it continue? I heard Arkan complaining that the Yankees had a bunch of home runs. What happened next? The Red Sox hit a bunch of home
runs.
Bombs
away.
So we'll see if it's bombs away again tonight. Thanks for listening this afternoon. Bill Belichick, what will we get tomorrow? More statements, more video. Who knows? Red Sox baseball up next. Christian Arkan, thanks to Stiz, Dan Ball, Fitzy, Ted Johnson. We're out. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 2 to 6.
See ya.
Jerks with knees, like me.
They're irrelevant to the book.